Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Exhale Podcast. Yes, I know this is weird. It's me, Gavin, your host for today, doing this intro. I'm all by myself today. Gabe is super busy with planning his wedding, and he actually happens to be leaving to Lake Powell. So, looks like it's just me on my own this time. I'm sorry. That sucks for you, but you guys are going to have to deal with it. So yeah. Well, since Gabe's not here to tell you about my week, I guess I'll tell you about my week. What did I do? Nothing really. Nothing. I mean, other than the weekend, went to work, had a good time there, and then, went down to my parents' house to hang out with my dad for Father's Day. I'm building a desk right now for here in my office. So I kind of recruited my dad to help me out with that. It's usually backwards. Usually I have my dad's the one recruiting me for his projects, but for the past couple weeks it's been my dad helping me out with my desk, so thank you, Dad. But yeah, I guess for this episode I more or less wanted to talk about dads. It's Father's Day on Sunday, so I want to talk about dads, specifically my dad and other influential men in my life, and talk about that. Yeah, pretty much just talking about my dad and those other people that kind of helped raise me. So, you guys have already heard kind of who my dad is, what he, what he does, but kind of give you, for those who haven't heard, my dad's name is Ryan. And he is a programmer. My wife asked me if software engineer and programmer are the same thing. I thought so, but I don't know, for being honest. So maybe, I guess we'll have to ask him one day. Don't know why I've never asked that to him. In my 25 years of life, I've never asked him. I do know he's a programmer, like he codes, so that's cool. At first I did not think it was cool, if I'm being honest, but right now he's helping me learn how to code, become a programmer. Eventually, that's my goal, to do that. So he's been helping me out with that, and we're kind of building a project together, so that's super cool. And the more and more I do it, the more fascinating and kind of interesting it is to me. So kind of funny, because growing up, I thought this was the most boring thing ever. So that's what my dad does for work. He's really good at it. Very smart dude. What else does my dad do? He's a fish owner. He owns some fish. He's a great fish dad. He has replaced all of his children with fish. And now he takes care of them and by his desk while he's at work. It's very funny, but we love it. We love that he takes care of his fish. And then, he's just a funny dude. Really, my whole family, we give him a hard time. We bully. Let's be honest, we bully him, which is really sad, but we do. But he's a good sport about it, and he takes it well. I am slowly waiting for him to just get like just a big heaping pile of revenge. It's going to eventually hit us one day. So I'm just waiting for that to happen. Who knows when it happens, but I'm waiting for it. So it'll be funny to see. He's got a lot of interest. He's kind of like me, I bounce from interest to interest, circle back to him. It's that ADHD that just, it hits you hard. So he's got a lot of interest right now. It's, like I said, his fish. He's got some chickens, takes care of his chickens. He did micro greens for a while. I'm sure he'll circle back to that. And then, this project that we're building together. So we're kind of just doing that together. And it's been funny. So growing up when I was a kid, when I was really, really young, my dad just worked a lot. I always knew my dad, loved us and whatnot, but like he worked a lot. I felt like he wasn't around, like, at home a ton. And even when he was home, he was still working. But I know that was, now knowing, I know that that was, like, him building other businesses or, he was just working at home, had to get projects done. So, but now he has a way better job, way cooler. And not that he wasn't around. I remember hanging out with my dad all the time. But it was just, like, as when I was a lot younger, it was just, kind of building his career. I feel like that's kind of how it is for a lot of people, is just building his career, becoming kind of, and getting to where he is now, to where he kind of gets to enjoy all that hard work he did. So, you know, kudos to him. But as I've grown up and gotten older, like, I've always, like, you can ask my wife, you can ask anybody I know, like, I'm through and through pretty much a mama's boy. My wife says the not weirdly attached the hip to my mom, mama's boy, so I'm not, like, a weirdo. That's what my wife says. I don't know. I'm hoping that's true. I'm hoping I'm not a weirdo, but hey, you never know. Anyways, but as I've grown up and gotten older, you know, my relationship with my dad has become, like, way better. Not like it was bad before. I feel like I'm painting a really bad picture of my dad right now. Not the point. My dad's awesome. I've always loved my dad. But, like, just a lot closer to my dad. Like if I ever had a problem or ever, like, had a question or anything, it was, like, straight to my mom. And now it's almost, like, the opposite. Like, I talk to my dad way more. And it's been really fun. It's fun to get to, like, because I slowly have realized that I'm a lot like my dad in very many ways. I mean, everything, like, there's, I just had, like, little snippets in my life where I'm, like, I'll, like, stop and pause and be like, I'm turning into my dad. And at first I was like, ugh, my dad, because we make fun all the time. But, like, if I turn anything to be like my dad, you know, I'll take it. Like, that's a compliment to me now, because I think my dad's the coolest person ever. I think, you know, my dad is who I want to be. Like, my dad is a good man. He treats my mom awesome. I mean, that's how I learned how to treat my wife. And I'm hoping that I can live up to be anything like them. You know, I know he wants me to surpass that, but if I can even get close to him, that would be awesome. So shout out to my dad. My dad's awesome. My dad's super cool. I wanted to say all of that before I make fun of my dad for the next hour. But just to preface, my dad is super, super awesome. I love the guy. We've gotten super close over, you know, especially being an adult. It's just been really fun to just slowly build that relationship even more with my dad. So shout out to my dad. Anyways, the first story I want to share is a fairly recent, last year actually. Another, like, ADHD hobby, just hyper focus on, was fishing last year for me, my brother, and my dad. We all kind of, I got really into fishing. And my brother's always loved fishing. So this was when my brother, I don't know, he was in Arizona by this time. No, he wasn't. Doesn't matter. I go out fishing with my brother and my dad in, like, June last year. And we go to Utah Lake. We want to fish for white bass. We did not know what the season was for white bass. Wasn't the season. Just letting you know that now. But we go fishing and slowly realize, like, kind of where we were fishing off, it's not really good for shore fishing at Utah Lake, at least where we were at. So we realized we're going to have to kind of get in the water. And we're all in jeans. I'm wearing boots. My brother's in overalls. My dad's in jeans, wearing his tennis shoes. Like, we're all, like, you know, we're prepared to stay dry for the night. And, you know, slowly I'm like, well, I'm wearing boots, so, like, I can get, like, you know, 6 inches in the water and not get my feet wet. Like, my boots will get wet, but that's fine. My jeans, the bottom end of my jeans will get wet. So I think I did pull up my jeans and I kind of get in the water, and then it slowly got to where, you know, I'm waist deep in the water. So is my brother, but my dad didn't stop. He kept going and going. My dad was, like, top of his chest deep, like almost shoulder deep. We won't say that far. I'd say more chest, just because you still have to be able to cast. But my dad, there's a picture of us where, like, you can clearly see me and my brother, and, like, we're kind of hanging out, and it's, like, a, you know, like, cute picture my wife took of me and my brother. And then just in the very far distance, you just see a little dot, and it's my dad. Just, it kind of looks like it's just heads poking out of the water. It's more of him, but it just looks like it from if you just look at the picture of a whole, if you zoom in, you can see more. But as a picture of a whole, you just kind of see this little dot. It just looks like my dad's head is poking out of the water. So, like, my dad just, he doesn't do anything halfway, you know. He goes all in. So he gets chest deep in the water, and I didn't realize it until, like, we started walking back. I'm like, where's my dad? Like, obviously I saw, like, where he had gone, but, like, I didn't think he got that far. And my wife was like, hey, look at this picture. And I was like, who's that in the back? And it's my dad. And it just killed me. It's funnier when you see the photo, so I'll have to post the photo on our Instagram. But it's so funny. Like, that's just kind of who my dad is. Like, every time, it's just like, my dad is one of the funniest people I know, but not on purpose, just by the things he does. You're just like, what are you doing? And I just love it. Like, it's one of my favorite things about him. It's hilarious. Like, and my dad makes everything super fun just by what he does. Like, my dad hates playing games with us. I feel like it's a lot of dads. I don't know. A lot of, at least a lot of people when I meet, like, it's always like, oh, the mom wants to participate, but then the dad's like, no, leave me alone. Like, let me just sit on the couch or do whatever, do what I want, right? So my dad has never enjoyed playing games with us. But one of my other favorite memories, this is when I was dating my wife, and we were playing Cards Against Humanity. I think this was on Christmas. We decided to play Cards Against Humanity with my family. And my brother had just gotten home from his mission, which, again, this is just gets slowly terrible. My sister's very young, my youngest sister, very, very young at the time. And we decided to pull out Cards Against Humanity. For any of you who ever played Cards Against Humanity, some of the cards in there are terrible, awful, if not all of them. Definitely a lot of them, right? So, and it got funnier as the night went on because we stayed up pretty late. So it got funnier, obviously, because we were sleep deprived. And, man, sorry, oh, these lights on my face are very bright. There we go. They're like blinding me. It got funnier because we were kind of getting sleep deprived, but it was also funny because my dad, for some reason, decided to give the worst cards in Cards Against Humanity to my little sister every time and make her read them. And it got to the point there were a couple of cards where my mom looks at my dad in the face and goes, why would you make our little girl read that? It just made my dad laugh even harder. I don't know why he thought that was. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or if it just happened to be that way. But the way he laughed made me feel like it was slightly on purpose and it was hilarious. And then the other thing was like, even when we were playing, like the cards my dad was playing was so funny because it's like, for any of you who are super close to your parents, it's just like, it's funny. It's even funnier because it's your parents, the ones, or at least playing the card. They're not saying it per se, but they are the ones playing the card. You're like, Dad, why would you say that? But it's like, obviously, that's part of the game. But the fact that they're the ones playing the card made it 10 times funnier. And like, my dad. It's funny because like one of my dad's favorite thing to do is like we'll say something that could possibly be like a little inappropriate, you know, there's a double entendre. I think that's how you use that word. We'll say it is. Anyways, and so like, you know, someone will say something and my dad will say it and then like kind of look at us. It's usually about my mom. Not usually. It's always about my mom. Something inappropriate, and then he'll look at us and go like, and think it's hilarious, and we're always like, Dad, that's so gross. Don't talk about our mom in front of us like that, you know? And so like, it's even funnier because that's, you know, that's just kind of who my dad is. He likes to be, he loves my mom. He likes to flirt with her, and it's even funnier when he gets to flirt with our mom in front of us in inappropriate ways. So he loves to do that. But yeah, that was one of my favorite things. Like he just kept playing these cards against, you know, these awful cards against humanity to my little sister. So that was really funny. One of my favorite memories with my dad was one time we were, so there's a big camping trip I go on, or at least used to go on with my dad and my brother. And so it started off with, it was my grandpa and all of his brothers. He has seven other brothers, so there's eight of them, and then all of their kids, and then it slowly grew to like their grandkids and all that. So there's a lot of us, and we would all go on this big camping trip called the Father and Sons. So you go on the Father and Sons. Well, there was one time where my dad was like, "Hey, let's hop in the car," and the whole goal of the trip, like my dad kind of made it very clear, was like, "It doesn't matter if we even show up to the camping spot. Like, we're just gonna have a good time." The way there, on our way back, while we're there, like, and my dad was super good at like, because obviously like, he would take time off of work to go on this trip with us, and it could have been like, hey, you know what, I just want to relax, and I want to, you know, chill by the campfire, or just, you know, because his cousins were there too, who he, you know, he grew up with and are best friends with, and still, you know, loves to talk to them, and my dad's a talker, so it could have just been like, hey, you know what, I want to go and to on this camping trip, and I want to do what I want to do and hang out with my cousins and chat with them and catch up with them and whatnot. But my dad was very good at like, you know, I'm going with my sons. I want my sons to have like the best trip ever. Like if they want to do it, we're gonna go do it. Like what by any means necessary. I want to make sure that they have an awesome time, which was super awesome with my dad. Like super cool. And you know, he obviously enjoyed his time as well. At least I hope so. You know, he got to catch up with his cousins when he could. But, you know, if me and my brother walked up and were like, hey, Dad, we want to go ride the four-wheelers. She's like, all right, let's grab a helmet. Let's go hop on the four-wheelers and let's go ride. Or, hey, I want to go ride the horses. All right, let's go, you know, ask Uncle so-and-so if, you know, we can borrow their horses or whatever. You know, didn't matter. My dad made it happen for us and it was awesome. And, you know, he was always looking out for us. But this one particular trip was, you know, he made sure, like, it was all, like, this one was, it's the one that sticks out in my mind. And it was like, who cares what happens? All we care about is we're having a good time. So my dad loads up this, like, tiny green, I don't know what it was, I think it was a Honda, but it had these, like, little, like, the, you know, like, the headlights that, like, flip up. Yeah, he had lights like that. We thought it was, like, the coolest thing in this car. Anyways, it was this little green car. We hop in it, and we put all of our stuff in the trunk, and then we went to Kmart, and we loaded up, like, they, you know, Kmart was super cheap, and we loaded up on, like, I'm not kidding, my brother, Gabe, or, well, you guys know Gabe, sat in the back, and the other two seats in the back were full of junk food. Like, I'm talking, like, Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Cheetos, soda, more chips, like, our favorite thing, beef jerky, Slim Jims, you know, Cheez-Its. If it was a snack, like, we went through the entire snack aisle and threw it in the back seat, and, like, that's, we ate that for, we ate way too much junk food. Threw that in the back seat, like, that, those two seats, at least to me, from what I can remember, was just full. It probably wasn't, but as a kid, like, I was fairly young. I don't remember how old I was, but I was fairly young, and that just was, like, an enormous pile of snacks. It was the coolest thing ever. So that's, like, that's what was our first stop, and they said, all right, we got on the road, and we sang the, you know, from Shrek when it was, like, on the road again. We sang that every time we got back on the road. Pull off to get gas. When we got back on the road, we sang that every time. We don't know why. We thought it was hilarious. It was hilarious. We even sang it, like, we'd get on a four-wheeler, we'd stop and look at something, you would see, like, an animal or, like, a squirrel or whatever or something, and we'd, you know, get distracted and look at it, and then we'd get back on the trail and on the road again every time. It was so funny. And, but, like, yeah, that one trip, like, my dad always made sure to make sure that me and my brother always had a good time, but that one particularly was, like, my dad was, like, mega focused on, like, no, we're having, you guys want to do it, we're going to go do it. So we, you know, we did all the time, and there's this, we were going over to, in this one canyon, it's called Indian Canyon, and at the time, I don't know why, but my Gabe just could not get through his head, as we got to the top of this, you know, you climb this mountain, then you go back to, you know, off the backside, and it was a manual vehicle, and my dad put it in neutral, and our goal was to see how far we could get before we had to put it back in drive, or at least, you know, before it was like, okay, we're going too slow, we're trying to get somewhere, you know. So really, we're at the peak, at the summit, we put it off and we slowly start rolling. Then we pick up speed, and, you know, my dad has to press the brakes, obviously, so we don't fly off these corners and whatnot. But, you know, and we kept yelling, you know, hey, we're cruising. We are coasting. And Gabe kept saying, we're cruising. And we're like, no, Gabe, it's coasting. And every time Gabe's like, oh, we're cruising. I'm like, no, Gabe, we're coasting. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he messed it up all the time. So, you know, we get to the camp. There's a half part of that story, I promise. We get to camp. We have a good time. You know, we go and shoot guns and ride four-wheelers and camp and hang out with our cousins. And, you know, obviously you have to sharpen a stick and play in the fire with your sharpened stick that you used from your dad's pocket knife. Obviously did that. You know, rode the horses. You know, all the stuff. Just, you know, went fishing. Had a great time. So on the way back, Gabe zonks pretty much the entire way home. At least that's what it felt like. And we were pulling into the driveway at home, and Gabe wakes up and goes, are we coasting? It was the only time Gabe got that word right the entire trip, and we thought it was hilarious. Gabe wakes up just out of his sleep and goes, are we coasting? And we go, Gabe, you did it! And he was like, yeah! It was the only trip, and we weren't. Obviously, we had just parked. But yeah, it was the one time Gabe got that right, so it was pretty funny. But yeah, we had a lot of good times at the Fathers and Sons. There's a lot of good trips camping with my dad. My dad loves camping. That was my Father's Day gift to my dad. Or I say was, as if we went camping. That is my Father's Day gift to my dad. We're going to go backpacking and hopefully soon. I don't know when. You know, that's kind of the hard part. We kind of have to plan around each other's schedules to see when we can do that. But my dad loves camping. He's a big camper. He loves backpacking specifically. I love backpacking as well, so I'm super excited. I got a nice new backpack to go do that, so I'm excited to go do that with him. Go spend a few days in the woods, I guess. That'll be super fun. But my dad, there's one other story I want to tell about my dad before we moved on, but I can't remember. It's not coming to my brain. It was while I was telling the father and son story, but it doesn't really matter. Anyways, yeah, so that's pretty much, well, that was a lot about my dad. I don't know. There's a lot more about my dad. My dad's built a few businesses, and he's, you know, that's been a super cool thing for me and my siblings. I actually had a conversation with my sister Cameron about it a few weeks ago of like, we've all kind of, at least most of us have kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. We love trying to start our own businesses. We've tried it all the time as kids, and you know, even in our adult lives, I started my own mobile detailing business, and that did pretty well for a while until, you know, I didn't really account for the harsh winters here in Utah, so it's hard to keep water unfrozen in a trailer. So that would kind of hit me, but you know, there's been attempts and fails, and attempts that have worked and attempts that haven't, you know. But we all had an entrepreneurial spirit because I think one is kind of like, that's kind of what my dad has kind of instilled in us is like, if you guys want to do it, you guys can do it. You know, he's kind of given us the reins and the confidence to do that. It's kind of something my parents have instilled in us. But also, I think another big part of it is watching our dad do it himself. My dad has started a lot of businesses, and some of them were successful, some of them weren't. You know, that's kind of how starting a business works, right? So, and I've been super grateful for it because I've learned a lot of lessons trying to start businesses and whatnot. Like my sister, she started her own nail business, and it's going super awesome right now and super great. And you know, we're all super proud of her and what she's doing. And so me and her kind of talked about like, kind of what's the difference between that? Like, you know, why do some people start businesses and why do some people don't? Obviously, like, there's an arbitrary, you know, some people have want to do that, and other people are like, hey, you know what? I'm okay just being an employee, and there's nothing wrong with both of those. You know, we need both. But I think the big difference is we watched our dad do that our whole lives, which has been super cool. And you know, seeing the success that comes with it, and you know, my dad, you know, sold one of his businesses and took some time off and became a pilot. You know, lived, you know, got to live one of his dreams to become a pilot, which is super awesome. That's another cool thing about my dad. My dad's a pilot. And that's what you do. All the weird things my dad is. Like, he just has, like, you know, he has some weird dad lore. He's also a. Oh, one of the funniest texts I've ever gotten in my entire life is, I don't know the name of it, but my dad, one morning, like, at the time I was learning, I was going to school to become an HVAC technician. I was just going to, like, this course that this company had. And this was just last year. And my dad texts, I had to be at the school at 7, I believe. And, you know, my dad doesn't have to be work until 9 o'clock. Like, and my dad works from home. So, like, he literally wakes up, gets ready for the day, goes to work. Like, he probably wakes up at like 8:30, if I had to guess. I don't know. I guess I don't really know his schedule, but I know if I were him, I'm not waking up more than a half hour before work, that's for sure. Anyways, but my dad texts at like 7 o'clock in the morning, just texts, I'm a something something ologist or something like that. And pretty much what it meant was he's allowed to hunt for lizards. Like, you have to have like a special like license or certificate that says you can hunt certain lizards in Utah. Not hunt, but capture them. Like, you can search for them and capture them. Like, hunt usually means kill them. So go and capture and take care of these lizards. And but my dad just texted that randomly one morning at like 7 a.m. and I'm like, what are you doing at 7 a.m. becoming this, you know, this thing where, like, whatever it's called? And I just texted back, so I go, why? Like, I think all of us just kind of texted back, like, why? Like, you know, like, I don't think anybody is gonna be like, oh, do you have your license? You know, you have this lizard, because I don't know the names of all these lizards that are around, you know, or like a horny toad. Like, oh, you have a horny toad. Do you have a license for that? Like, I don't think somebody's gonna really stop you. And if they do, okay, whatever. But like, it was just so funny. I'm like, so random. So anyways, but yeah, so my dad, you know, became a pilot and flew, and that's super cool. He hasn't renewed it in a while, so he'll probably have to do that. But yeah, my dad, I saw all these businesses. I'm starting one with him right now, and we're super excited for that. And hopefully that one is super successful. Not hopefully, it's going to be. I'm putting that in the universe. Anyways, but yeah, so it's been really cool to just, like, my dad has always been just somebody who kind of, I honestly believes in himself and believes in his children. And he's just a super supportive dad. He's super, like, you know, he's at all of our basketball games, all of our football games. You know, like, my dad loves to watch us do whatever we're doing. Like, he, like, that's his thing. Like, he's just such a proud dad. It's super cool just to have that in our lives. Like, my dad just lets us know all the time, like, that he's proud of us and that he thinks we're doing great in our lives and what, you know, whatever. And it's just good, you know. He just builds confidence in his children, and he's a really good dad. That's all I gotta say. But yeah, I think that's a lot about my dad. My dad, you know, I can't say enough good things about my dad. My dad's just an awesome man. I mean, he's my hero. I want to be just like him. And if I end up being just like him, that's super okay with me, you know. But there's been a lot of other, like, influential men in my life. You know, shout out to all the dads. You know, happy Father's Day to you guys. Dads are super important. It's important to have a dad in your life. They, you know, have a, at least have a father figure in your life, because, you know, they teach you certain things. They guide you. They give you good advice, or at least if you have a good father figure in your life, you know. Yeah, they're just super cool. I've had a lot of cool men in my life that have helped me kind of become who I am. I grew up, you know, Gabe and I are of the LDS faith. You know, we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And growing up, we had, you know, Boy Scouts. So all of our scout leaders, we had our young men's leaders, we had Sunday school teachers. And throughout that, I've just had a lot of really cool people, and I can't even remember all of them. I mean, one, I was super lucky to have super awesome young men's leaders throughout my, you know, throughout growing up in the church. I mean, I couldn't even name all of them. I probably can't remember all of them, but all of them are like, I don't remember a single one where I was like, ugh, this guy, you know. Like, every time I was like, man, this guy's awesome, or man, this guy's awesome. Like, you know, like Brother Randall, or Brother Leishman, or Brother Van Sweden, Brother Jenkins, Brother, you know, Brother Stevenson, Brother, I believe it was Stevenson. So I can't remember all their names. There's just so many of them. I haven't talked to them a lot of them in a while. You know, Brother Mullins, I guess at the time he's Bishop Mullins, but, you know, all of them, like, I can't name all of them, but all of them are super cool and, put me in the right direction to make me who I am today. They're all super cool. I believe it was Mullins, Leishman, Van Sweden. You know, they all got us into, at least got me into backpacking as a young man. We were in scouts. They, you know, like, hey, let's go on a backpacking trip. And we went up to the Granddaddy Lakes. And that was one of the funnest camping trips I've ever gone in my life. And then that got me into backpacking. We did another one too. I believe it was called Spider Lake. And that one was super awesome. It was a little bit farther, a little bit harder of a hike, but that one was even more fun, I felt. And, you know, they got me all into that, but they're also just, like, very solid people, very solid dudes. And, you know, like, I couldn't say kind of what it was about all of them, but they were all just very, like, they, you know, they were happy, but, like, very stand-up dudes who, you know, treated us super awesome. Like, they cared about us. They showed that they cared about us as young men, you know, cared that they were guiding us in the right direction. But they're also just, like, super funny. Like, you could just tell, like, at least I that's how they portrayed it. I'm assuming that's how it was, but they're like, they loved us. And it was super awesome to have them as leaders. Cause I know, like, a lot of people have, like, you know, kind of maybe boring, or they don't really care that much, but, like, all the leaders I had growing up in the church were super, super awesome. And they, you know, slowly guided me to where I am today. Like, yeah, I just can't say enough about, you know, enough good things about all these dudes from my life. Cause, like, Brother Van Sweden, one time we played a lot of basketball in young men's, played it all the time. We all loved it, at least most of us did. But Brother Van Sweden was really cool because we did also had other kids who, like, weren't really into the sport theme, they're really into video games. So we'd have Xbox nights and go play, like, Halo at his house, and we play Halo and, you know, like, Team Slayer and stuff at his house. Like, he wanted to make sure everybody was involved, and at least one of the nights throughout the month, that every month, that we all had a good time. Or we'd do like stupid challenges, like, you know, like the cinnamon challenge, or like drink a gallon of milk, or we'd do like the drink Sprite and eat a banana or something like that. Like, we did all of those and he would participate in them with us. And, like, one time I think we did the Sprite and banana one, and I think some of us threw up. I know he almost threw up. I don't think he did, but I know some of us did. And then I think we did the milk challenge as well. I think he may have thrown up on that one. But, like, you know, he just always participated with us. Like, Brother Leishman, like, you know, he, you know, same thing. He was there with us. Like, they were just, like, yeah, they were all, like, just super funny and super cool dudes. I don't know how else to say them. One of the coolest people I've ever met in my life. Speaking of church leaders, I just thought of him. David Costa. Super sad. He passed away a few years ago. Super sad biking accident, mountain biking accident. You know, condolences to his family and everybody. But one of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. Honestly, don't know what he did exactly. And I could be butchering this story, but one of my favorite stories ever was, I can't remember if he was driving or somebody else was driving. I believe whoever was driving was LDS. It may have just been him. Anyways, I think he was like a contractor for the military. And he may have been in like the Middle East or somewhere. Anyways, he's in this like van. And they're driving down a highway. Something like that. And I just remember it was either him or the other guy who was also LDS next to him. Can't remember. But one of them was like, hey, we need to move over a lane. So they move over a lane. And as they're moving over, the car that was next to him blows up. And obviously they had like a team in this van. Blow up. They're, you know, they moved over far enough to where that didn't really affect him. Like, what the heck just happened? And the guy in the back, don't remember his name. We'll call him Pablo. Pablo was not of the LDS faith. He knew that these guys were. And he just goes, use some different language, but we'll use the cleaner one. And he goes, I freaking love Mormons. And that story growing up was just one of the funny, like, he was my Sunday school teacher. And so he tells stories like that all the time. He's like, oh, I freaking love Mormons. And so, cause you know, I think, you know, he was police officer out in California. I believe he was like SWAT in Vegas, or maybe that was in California and vice versa. He was a cop in, Vegas, but either way, he was, you know, he was SWAT, cop, contractor for the military, I believe. And then he had his own like gun safety kind of training course where he kind of taught people how to use their gun effectively in their own homes and, around about like how to, you know, be effective with your EDC gun or your everyday carry and, or your concealed carry, or even if you have a gun at home, like how to use it, how to be effective with it. And then of course, but he also went and trained, he would go down to Brazil and train the police force down there. And then, and their SWAT teams, and then bring like the top six or like top five of his class, and then bring them up, and they would train with the SWAT and FBI and up here in Spanish Fork. And then, but they had a few rules. One of the coolest things was, one of the rules was they had to go to church with him every Sunday, and they had to stay with one of the families in our ward or of the LDS faith. And so these guys would come, and like these bad A people would come and hang out in our class, our Sunday school class. And we'd get to meet some of the coolest people I've ever met. Some of them would come back, you know, like they'd take the class again and get to come back and train even more. And, but, you know, like these are top of the class, like top of the class school, like, you know, SWAT team people down in Brazil. And so they tell us all these crazy, like these cool stories, tell them who they are. Some of those down to earth people, like super humble, but also just bad A people, like super cool. Like they tell us all these cool stories of like, you know, with Dave, or, you know, throughout their policing careers or their SWAT careers or whatever, you know, wherever they were at in their careers, they tell us all these cool stories. And, you know, that was just always interesting to me because I love like military. I love the police force. Like I love hearing about kind of their cool stories of like, you know, they would kick down a door of this place, or they, you know, they had this, you know, they're holding down this person, or, you know, whatever, you know, and just all these different stories of all that. And it was fun to see. And so, and then, you know, he obviously always tied all these cool stories into a spiritual message. And I felt a lot of it was talking about, you know, these cool stories he had. And I actually had a conversation with somebody this past week or 2 weeks ago about this. And I was like he probably could have talked a lot more about, you know, maybe spiritual lesson or whatnot. But, like, these are the things I remember. And I remember, you know, what these were tied to as far as, you know, a spiritual message was. I remember all these stories. I remember like, oh yeah, I remember what this was about. I remember what this is about. So like, yeah, maybe most of the lesson was taught about those things, but like he also taught, like I remember those more than anything else. Like I don't remember what a lot of my teachers taught me, but I remember every single one of those dude stories, at least most of them. They're most memorable parts of me, you know, growing up in the church. So super cool people. But yeah, shout out to all those guys. Another super influential person in my life is my grandpa on my mom's side, and my dad's side. Both my grandpas, you know, have taught me a lot of different life lessons, and both of them taught me how to work hard, be helpful. You know, my parents always just raised us to, you know, if your grandpa or your grandma or, you know, anybody, you know, if your elders need help, you go and help them, you know. Like, I treat, you know, my grandmas like queens. You know, if they're carrying something, no, they're not, we're going to grab it from them. They don't, you know, they don't lift a finger if they don't have to, you know. So, yeah, and that's just kind of how I've grown up. And so all these men have kind of grown up. And I hope I can, you know, raise my sons to do the same. Because I feel like I've turned out to be an okay person. I know this is normally a kind of a funny podcast. I guess it's just more just bragging about the cool people that were in my life. But y'all can deal with that. Anyways. But yeah. That was... All these people have just taught me how to, you know, treat women, you know, with respect and properly. And, you know, they're... top of the food chain. Women are at the top of the food chain, man. Like, my wife is number one. She's number one. Nobody else matters when it comes, you know, it's between her or anybody else, it's her, you know. My wife is at the top of the food chain, and then you know, they tell me how to work hard, tell me to be respectful of other people, tell me to be a good person. I try to be a good person. I'm okay at that one. Still learning that one, that's for sure. I try my best, I guess. But yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm done really bragging about all the cool people in my life. I know this one's going to be kind of short, but, you know, Gabe's not here. Gabe kind of left me high and dry, freaking jerk. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know, I understand he's busy with planning his wedding, and, you know, we're all super excited for him, and he got to go enjoy Lake Powell this week. Super jealous, so. But we'll just call him a jerk anyways, because we can. And he can't say, you know, he can't really defend himself. So take that, Gabe, you stupid punk. But yeah, I think we're going to cut it here. I'm really done bragging about all the cool people. But the coolest person in my life, other than my wife and my mom, is my dad. You know, like I said, my dad's my hero. And shout out to my dad. He's the coolest dude I know. Best man I know. I hope I can be just like him. So if I can just say that one more time, I will. Happy Father's to you, Dad. Love you. If you listen to this, shout out to you. And yeah, you guys can find us at The XL Pod at TikTok and Instagram. I promise I'll start posting more on those. I know they say that every week. I'm working on it. It takes a lot because I have to rewatch all of these and then find funny clips for you guys. So it's hard. So if you guys want, you know, for those of you who know me and have my number, shoot me a text of funny parts. And if not, then just, you know, comment or whatever on wherever you can. Just leave a post of something that, you know, let us know what you think, or, you know, come onto our Instagram and just on one of our old posts, throw it on there. So, you know, we know, and let us know what you guys like. As always, come tell us we're cute. We always enjoy that. Boost our egos. But yeah, you can find me at Gavin_Oldham. In all forms of social media, and you can find Gabe at Gabe Oldham on all forms of social media, or I believe it's Oldham Gabe. And yeah, that's us. And yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next time. Peace.